Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, angels that are listening in now or listening later. I call everybody angels. Isn't that cool? Love angels. It's hard to when you're out and about and you're happy. Then we just, you know what I mean? We just don't think about angels too much. But I tell you what, during the holiday season, they're amazing. Outside of the holiday season, they're amazing too. So why did I want to do the show tonight? Well, last week was Halloween, you know, and I know that this today, okay, or Thursday, Friday, today is not officially starting the holiday season. I don't think it starts until the day after Thanksgiving. That's how I grew up, and I'm sure you guys did too as well. Or some of you grew up, you know, I know celebrating Christmas or at the holiday season or Hanukkah, whatever you do, start preparing for it the day after Halloween. Some of you guys start during the summertime. It doesn't really matter, but it is a stressful time, and it's a joyful time, right? And how do you create abundance during the holiday season with family, friends, and most of all yourself? Because if you're creating the abundance within you, then I promise you, your friends and your family are going to get it, okay? And as well, and your house will, your household. And why is it important? Have you ever been stressed during the holiday season? I mean, come on. We all are, aren't we? I'm thinking back last Christmas, and have you ever, you know, my sweetheart and I were together. We'd only been together a few months, okay, gosh. And what do you get for the guy that you're falling in love with or the girl that you're falling in love with? What do you get them, right? And, you know, I mean, I had a dream about him 3 months before I met him, and, you know, he had a similar situation. But still, it's a very new relationship, you know. And we've had a year and a half now to get comfortable with each other, so it's all good. And, you know, we're moving in together December 31st. No, we're not December 31st. I'm so sorry, but that's when our lease is up and we're moving into a new home together. And it's spacious and abundant, and it's got a house. I mean, it's got a pool and a jacuzzi, and it's also got a backyard for our two dogs. And I'm excited about that. And that's abundant, right? To be able to find that, be that, and live that, and do that. Wow, how do you do that, right? Well, I think abundance is great 365, 24/7. But what I do know is abundance starts in you. And a lot of times during the holiday season, because I am a life and spiritual coach, I get a lot of people calling me saying and just feeling disheveled, upside down, depressed. How are they going to get it all done? How are they going to have the money to get it all done? Does this sound familiar? And whatever holiday you celebrate, they can be stressful. So let's talk about that. I mean, I can give you, well, you don't have to make holidays or whatever. And I'll talk about that a little bit. Or you don't have to have presents. So what do you do to attract more abundance? So instead of starting off with money, which a lot of us start off with, and it's okay, let me put it like this. You wake up and, you know, tomorrow morning or a week from now, and you go, man, I got to buy all these presents. I got to have all of these folks over for Thanksgiving. How am I going to shop the day after Thanksgiving? That is a chaotic day, isn't it? I mean, I don't care if they say everything's online. I think it's a chaotic day. I've been there the day after Thanksgiving, and that, I mean, there's people there camp out at the, you know, at the door to be the first ones in, and God bless them, right? It's a little stressful, right? How can you make it fun? And well, you got to be fun yourself, right? And how can you think of, like, instead of thinking of, oh my gosh, do I have enough money to buy this, this, and this, if you do that, or I don't have time to go buy this, and I'm going to be stressed and it's going to be crowded in the mall and all this stuff. First thing you do is you think, okay, I did a show about 2 or 3 weeks ago about daily rituals, and I would really implement them now, okay, and then make them a habit, because daily rituals will help you raise your vibration to a 10, okay, or at least an 8 if you do them. And so you're saying, how about the money part, Tariq? Well, let me get to that. So doing the daily rituals, what does that mean? I set my daily goals every day, and I say this all the time to you guys, right? All the time. And, you know, I just started doing the show again October 1st, and now we've done it for a month, and I'm super grateful because I'm enjoying it. But doing your daily rituals, you know, I sit in the mirror every morning, and I go, I am strong. I am happy. I am doing whatever. I am creating a house that is beautiful and spacious inside and out, with peace, love, and joy inside and out. I am creating it to have a great home for my two dogs, or our two dogs, for my sweetheart and his son. Okay, and I said, I am doing this with love and joy and peace. Okay. And so that's one of my goals. I read every morning, not only read, but I write it and read it, because when you're writing it and you're not thinking about what you're cooking for dinner, you're not thinking about going, what you've got to do, happy hour, any of those things. All right. But you're in the moment and you're writing your goals down. That right there will elevate your vibration, where it pulls you out of the hump of, how am I going to get all my family in here? How come I have to cook? How am I going to cook? How am I going to shop? How am I going to have money? Whatever year, how am I going to have, how I'm going to create? Start with doing your daily goals and do a few of them, you know, do them in the morning and in the evening. If you could have abundance and joy and love in your heart and doing that for your family, would you do it? I know you would. And if you could have enough money, not just enough money, but more than enough money, and enjoy the holiday season and everyone around you is, because you're in a great place, right? Then would you do it? You've got to believe it. So how do you believe it? You got to start, right? I'm going to tell you, it makes a huge difference. Because I'm doing those goals, I've been able to create my home, my new home. Because I'm doing those goals, I've been able to elevate my income, not on the outside, which I started on the inside, increasing my vibration. And then I saw it in the outside with the money that I'm creating, okay, or the cash flow that I have. And I got really specific about the money that I'm making, right? And always ask for 10 times more than you want to make, right? So, or than you want to create, right? Because if you ask for $500, then and you only do a little bit of work, then you'll settle for, let's say, $50 or $100. But what if you ask for $5,000? Wouldn't $5,000 be great? You can create that. But if you shoot the goals 10 times higher than you want, right, then you're going to get at least a percentage of that, right? So instead of saying, maybe you want 5,000, shoot for what's 5,000 times 10. Wow, you're like, that's $50,000, Tari. Did I get that right? I hope so. You know, and so wouldn't that be great to have all that money? But what if you shot for 50,000 and you got 10,000 this holiday season, you know, and even after the holiday season. But that's a gift that you can give to yourself, right? Those goals down include, you know, what if you say, I want 10 times as much joy or 50 times as much joy and peace than I've ever had, right, during the holiday season. I want peace and joy more than anything in the world. And I want it, you know, with my aunt Agnes, you know, whoever, aunt Josie, aunt Margaret, aunt Lois, uncle Rob, you know, I'm giving you names here, you know, whatever. Or my child, she never likes holidays. She always wants more than I have. Do you understand? So, you know, ask for 10 times more. So when you see her and you're writing this goal down, I am creating more joy and love for myself. I'm creating patience and peace and unlimited abundance within myself. What does that look like? I love, joy, and peace, and I'm enjoying my life. I am enjoying my life. I am is the part of you that's connected to God. So when you say, I'm happy, I'm joyful, I am abundant, I am creating 10 times joy, more, 50 times more joy in my life than I usually have during this holiday season. And then it carries over to after the holiday season. That would be great, wouldn't it? And so you're constantly operating at a 10. Okay, 1 is the most challenging, 10 is the best, for instance, or at least an 8, right? Wouldn't that be good? And then, you know, and when think about it, I am creating abundance for cooking and making the best meal possible. And maybe that means you have an idea that will pop in your head from your angels, your higher power, that says, hey, ask everybody to bring one little dish, you know, potluck, right? Or something like that, you know, and maybe you don't want to cook. So you say, I am creating abundance for giving, or I am creating a way for someone else to do the holiday preparation this year. And maybe it's somebody else's turn and they really would like to do that, you know. So saying your goals, at least four or five of them, shooting the goal above 10%. So if you're needing, for instance, I'm using cash because usually that's a play, people can relate to that. Then you say, I am creating, you know, if you want $500 more, say, for instance, say $1,000 more, or say $2,000 more. And I promise you, you can get the $2,000, or you can get the $1,000, or you can get the $5,000, whatever you want. But set the goals 10 times higher than you're looking for. And I promise you, if you set it for $400 or $500, okay, then what will you settle for, $250? But imagine if you set it for $5,000 and you got $2,000 or $2,500 and you only wanted $500. Wouldn't that be great? So I've learned to ask for 10 times more than I need. Grant Cardone, okay, I love him. I do personal development every morning, and I'm going to make a suggestion that you do the same. Personal development, you know, Grant Cardone, you can go on YouTube and say, believing in yourself, having peace and joy during the holidays. I do a meditation, one that I created. I just created one. And if you guys email me or text me, Tari@angelcoaches.org, or text me 954-636-9401, it will be my holiday gift to you. Okay, it's a free meditation that promotes abundance in every area of your life. And it is great. I have been using it, and I'm telling you something. I've used it for the past 2 days because I want to see how it would work with me. And this morning I said, I'm going to use that meditation that I made for everyone, including myself, and see how I respond to it. And you know what? It worked great. It helped me stay busy. I use Google Calendar for me. You guys may use something different, but I was able to get everything done on my Google Calendar. I'm super, super excited. And that's a couple things. So, you know, putting whatever your goal is out there, I am creating a way to have more money to shop. I am creating a way to where I can be joyful and have magic in my home or my place of business too, whatever it is, or in my job, I am creating magic during this holiday season and spreading peace with myself. And I'm creating that for the people to enjoy in my home. I'm creating that if they choose. I'm creating that for people to enjoy that in my job if they choose. And I'm creating that people to enjoy that in my family. Okay, so because it starts with you. So if have you ever been around someone who's super negative? They're not fun, right? Anyway, I was like, okay. This lady, I was at the grocery store the other day. Yeah. And she was a checker cashier, and she was just bitching about the holidays and how miserable the store is, how miserable she is. I was like, wow, what kind of, you know, when I'm around there, I was like, she's just a, what do you call them, negative Nelly, negative Nancy. Women aren't the only ones, negative Ned. You know, I mean, you got to find humor with it, because if you can find humor with it, that's great. So anyway, that's what I feel. That is one key right there. And just open your heart. You know, maybe abundance comes to you in a different form. Okay. So I told someone, she goes, I'm looking for $25,000. And I think this is how it needs to come. Why is it my landlord? She wants them to be bailed out by release because they just recently sold the place. And she goes, why isn't my landlord telling me that? And I go, well, maybe if you want $25,000, don't attach how it needs to come to you. You know, just say, hey, I'd like $25,000. I am asking, I am creating $25,000. I prefer creating, because that means you're taking charge of your situation. I am creating $25,000 more so that I can, and she has a list of things that she wants to do with it. Now, I will tell you this. She's got, she created, how much did she tell me today? She created like $13,000. Yeah, $13,000. You know, and that's not a small number, but she needs that for various things, as I said. And then, you know, I have a gal that's, you know, doing this too as well. And she and her boyfriend or fiance, are getting married. And I will tell you this, I do yearly readings every year from, usually it started in October and it ended December 31st, January 1st, somewhere around there. And I'm doing them this year. I do them once a year, this time of year. So this yearly reading I did for her, not last year, but the year before. Yeah, year before. You know, we talked, I said, your guy's coming back. And she had not been with him for a very long time. It was over a year. It was actually over 2 years. And I said, you need to let this one go. I said, there's someone better for you. And I said, it's her ex-boyfriend. And they split up and had not talked in such a long time. Anyway, long story short, not this past summer, but the summer before, he came into her life again. Now he moved, he retired. He's not old or anything, but he took an early retirement and he's there with her. And they're enjoying their life. They're building a life and they're getting ready to buy a house. And I had actually told her that right in her yearly reading. She thought I was insane. That's okay. Well, I'm not insane. I was like, yeah, sometimes I feel like it, right? And so anyway, that being said, she's got the great guy of her dreams, and he's wonderful. So I'm saying to you, okay, this is important. So you get, you know, do your goals to make this an abundant holiday season. Do a yearly reading with me or somebody else, but I'm excellent at them. Because then you're going to have a lot to look forward to. What do I have to look forward to in 2019? And that puts, you know, some of us live in the past, right? And we're angry at whatever. And I told someone today, I said, you can either become bitter or better. And I said, your choice. And I said, in your yearly reading, we talked about this. And I said, you knew this was going to happen if you did this. And I said, and she said, you're right. And I have no regrets. I said, great, then let's move forward. You get the love of your life. And you also, you got the house of your dreams. She, you know, I told her that was coming. And not this yearly reading, but last year. And she's created it. They're getting ready to break ground on it. Isn't that cool? And she does, you know, meditation. And she does her daily goals. And her daily discipline, it's a discipline. And that's what I'm saying to you guys. But, you know, when you have this, you know, and she's got a lot of people coming around her for the holiday season. And I said, you can create the magic within yourself. So it's like seeing the glass half full, doing your personal development. And what a couple of these people do, I think this one does Tony Robbins. The couple that I told you about, does Tony Robbins and also sports. They like to watch sports together. So that's personal development for them because it takes discipline and they enjoy looking at the individual players and what they do to create abundance in their own life besides playing ball, giving back, you know. And that's another thing. You know, give back this holiday season. Give back all the time. You know, you'll notice that if you listen to my creation or daily goals, I always end it, I am creating a rescue, I am supporting, whether it's my own or someone else's, like Hope for Paul's, Vet Ranch, you know, the Dodo. I mean, there's a ton of them that I support. I love them. And as I get more money, I'm going to support them. Rescue animals, I am supporting the rescue animals for organizations such as this. And maybe one day I'll create my own. I don't know yet, but I am supporting that. And so the more money you have, the more you can give. All right? But start out. I mean, start out with, you know, if you want to create abundance during this holiday season, start donating or giving your time or give $5. I mean, they have, you know, these organizations, they'll take whatever you give them, you know, $5. I mean, I started with $5 a month because I didn't have any money. And, you know, now I give more. But put a goal out there of giving back. You know, well, I can't do it right now. It's a holiday. I'll do it after holiday season. That's BS. No, you won't. If you don't do it now, you'll never do it, okay, most of the time. There are exceptions to everything. But find a way to give back. That's important, you know, and ask your angels for help. And if you don't know who your angels are, call me. I'll do a reading with you. I'll do a yearly reading or just a reading, and we'll talk about it, and you'll figure it out. And you go, well, tree angels, or I'm Christian, or I'm Jewish. I don't believe in God. Great. Well, maybe a higher energy. because angels are not religious. They've been here since the beginning of time. You know, the religions, okay, and I'm not knocking them at all. Please know that. I'm spiritual, but a lot of my family and friends are in church, or, you know, in church, in a New Age church or synagogue, or there's a lot of religions out there. So I support them all, especially when they serve fun. They have fun and food. Just kidding. You know, but I've visited them, and I love to go and see people rejoice and have fun. But giving back is key to enjoying your holiday season, because you feel great when you're giving back, right? So I told you two of the things that I want to do, you know, with rescue animals. Well, one thing, giving back to children with cancer, especially DPIG, that's something that I do, right? And you can't feel too bad when you start doing that and you're giving back to someone or a situation or an organization that has kids with cancer and they're still happy, right? A lot of them are happy because they know a world or know a side of life that we don't know. The other thing that I do is I say I'm creating an organization that lives and is and follows their bliss. That is what I am. I'm a life and spiritual coach, and I coach people, some of them every day, some of them 3 days a week, some of them 2 days a week. It depends on what they're looking for. And you know what? Align yourself with someone that really is happy. Listen to my shows. There's other shows on Blog Talk and every other place that you can listen to that are uplifting, you know, and tells you like it is. So those are a couple things that you can do there, okay? Let me go again. Doing your daily goals, all right? How are you going to give back? Every time you do your goals, I do mine in the morning and the evening. I read them and write them. Then how long does that take me? Well, I've spent all day before being miserable and unhappy. Have you? I'm sure you have. This way I can keep my joy up, because I think that's important. Also, the other thing that you do is you, when you're doing your goals, figure out a way to give back. And don't say after the holiday, I'm repeating that. Do it now. What is $5 out of your paycheck? Because I promise you, you'll get so much more in return, you know. Foster an animal if you can. Foster a kitty cat, foster a dog, right? And these animals have feelings, you guys. They really do. You know, and you can do that briefly with, you know, one of my dogs is a rescue dog. What do they call him? She's a foster fail. I love her. She's amazing. But, you know, after I spent some time with her, I couldn't give her back, right? And she's a pain in the butt sometimes, right? All dogs are, aren't they? We are as people. But maybe that will help you. And you're like, oh, that's way too hard. That's okay. You can give $5 to Hope for Paws. They have a way that you can do that. All of them do. The Dodo has a way of doing that. If you, you know, so do some personal development. Listen to, like, I recommend Grant Cardone. He's amazing. Do a yearly reading, because then you have something to look forward to. And you can find out who your angels are. And then those days of challenging things, you know, you're never alone. You've got angels, you've got God or your higher power, whoever you believe in. And days when you're having a great day, then, you know, you can say, thank you, angels. You know what I do? And this is going to sound totally ridiculous, but I say to myself, I'm going to donate this song, share this song. I'm dedicating this song to my angels, God and Jesus, Buddha, all these ascended masters on the other side. So, what was the one I was saying? I told you guys about this the other day. Love will keep us together. It's an old song, but I was singing it with my angels and to God, saying, hey, this one's for you, you know, and singing and dancing around. Was I outside? No, but I was inside singing really loud, and I've got more desire to sing than I do talent, just so you know. And then, so those are a couple things that you can pull yourself out. And if you're saying, oh, I'll do it later, I'll have time, you will not do it. So do it then. Make a daily habit of doing it. So put it in your calendar, right? So you look at it, it'll pop up if you use Google Calendar or whatever calendar you want to use. I have an iPhone. I could use that one, but I like Google. But put it out there. Schedule it. One of the things I also say, too, is I am doing one random act of kindness a day. And that's what I do, okay? Is that not cool or what? You know, I helped, what did I do today? Which was really cool. Oh, somebody needed some help making a phone call. And I go, great, I'll help you. I'll give you the information you need. And so I got it for her, and she's totally happy. And the other day, what did I do? I told someone, she's really angry at me. If you guys ever got coffee, I don't really drink coffee too much. I don't like what caffeine does for me personally, which I'm going to end the show. But I stopped and got some coffee because Herbalife, I'm an Herbalife distributor. I love the products. They've got something in there. I lost 7 pounds. I take the energy in there, the nutrition in there has given me a bunch of power in my run because I'm a runner. And I've also, it's given me energy. And then what I was really pleased with is that the guy that is the head of the medical staff is Lou Ignoro for Herbalife. And he won a Nobel Prize for his work with L-arginine and how it helps the cardiovascular system. And I don't take any medication, but my blood pressure was elevating, and it's not anymore because I'm using these products, and they're giving me great nutrition. And it's not Herbalife weight loss, but it's Herbalife nutrition. But they have a sports line for people that are active, athletic. They've got people that are in the Olympics that they're supporting, athletes in the Olympics. They're, you know, so you get on a great nutrition program, that's going to make you feel amazing, and you're going to feel powerful. All right, so I told you about my own Herbalife independent distributor. Please call me or text me if you want to know how to get started, 954-636-9401. I have used these products on and off, when I was 18 and so on until this age, on and off, okay? And I restarted again pretty recently, and I said, I'm going to do the business. And I did the business years ago and made quite a bit of money, and then certain situations took me where I didn't do it for a while, and now I'm going to do it, and I will be on the product the rest of my life because I've gotten great results in the past 2 months that will blow you away. I lost 7 pounds. I had 7 pounds for years, so I lost it, but I'm pretty lean, and I feel great. So on that note, meditation, okay, is key. You can breathe in and out, say, God, help me. Help me be the best version of myself I can be. Help me be peaceful and joyful. But do a few breathing exercises. And I'm offering you my free meditation. All you have to do is call me, 954-636-9401. Or you can email me, Tari@gmail.com. Or you can just do a breathing exercise for yourself. But mine is a guided meditation. Also, eating right. You know, if you go, well, God, all I need to do is cut out, listen, discipline, do a daily discipline, get on a nutrition program. You know, if the Olympics are using it, they have the guy who won a Nobel Prize is promoting it, and he's the head of the medical staff, and is also the head of the top colleges, our top universities in California. Why not? Okay. Do you want more energy? Do you want to feel better? Do you want to lose weight? Do you want to have more energy for your athletics, your training program, whatever you do, working out? Doing yoga, this is key. Doing your daily goals. Doing your daily goals is also key. Okay, doing meditation, getting on a great nutrition program, personal development. That's what you call, and also exercising. Maybe you walk to the end of the street. Maybe you walk to your mailbox. Maybe you do a little 5 minutes of yoga. You can do anything in your home now. They have yoga on YouTube. Right, 15 minutes, most 15-minute yoga, whatever. You know, I love being active. I haven't been able to run for a couple of weeks because I had planned, your heel sore. It's almost over, so I told a friend of mine I'm going to be running on Friday. But I biked 10 miles today, right? And I use my Herbalife to give me energy. It works. So exercise, diet, mind, body, spirit, personal development, mind, and the spirit meditation. I'm giving you a free one. How sweet is that? When's the last time you got a gift? And you use this, and then I promise you, you're going to have abundance like nobody else. It doesn't mean money, because you'll get the money 10 times more than you want, looking for in anything, peace, love, joy, money. But you'll have abundance with everybody. Take care. I'll be on again. You guys are amazing and wonderful. I hope you like this, and I hope it helps. Bye now.